Welcome to the hashtag Mom Life Podcast. My name is Kayla Ogletree. I'm a full-time mommy, full-time social worker. In this podcast, we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about how to deal with mommy guilt. We'll talk about various topics because let's be honest, being a mom is hard. So let's do it together. Hey guys. Thanks for coming back to the hashtag Mom Life Podcast. I'm coming to you live from my dark kitchen again. My daughter is asleep. So like I said, we do what we gotta do. Today's topic, I just wanted to talk a little bit about being a mom, balancing life, and then also for my working moms out there, balancing working full-time. I'm a full-time mom, full-time I also have a full-time job, so I kind of want to just go over some things that have worked for me over the last 7 months since I've been back at work. I had 4 months off and then returned once Sophia was about 4 months old, so she'll be a year in July. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. But before I got into that, I wanted to introduce something new that I'm going to do on my show called hashtag Mom Life Moment. It's something I got the idea from when I used to talk to one of my friends, and you know, our kids would have done something or something would have happened at home and we're like, oh my gosh, hashtag mom life. Or, you know, we're sitting, you know, one of the running jokes was we're sitting with coffee and a bottle and we're, you know, it was just like hashtag mom life. That's what it was, you know, now that's our life now. So I'm introducing hashtag mom life moment of the week. So my hashtag mom life moment of the week was not knowing my Instagram name and promoting the wrong Instagram name all over the place. I was telling you guys to follow me at the Mom Life by Kayla, but my Instagram name is actually at Mom Life by Kayla. So I couldn't even figure out where I was. And I was like trying to tag myself in different things. And I'm like, where am I? I thought this was my Instagram name until I realized after posting it maybe like 5 or 6 times at this point that it was the wrong Instagram name. And that's just hashtag mom life for you. If you guys have a hashtag mom life moment that you think is funny and you want me to share, I would love that. I would love if you guys shared your hashtag mom life moments and I can share it on podcasts each week if you're okay with that. But let me just jump into our topic today. It's, you know, again, mom life and work balance. And, you know, this is not just for working moms. You know, being a stay-at-home mom is tough, really tough. I don't know. I did it for 4 months. I don't know how it's different. It's, you know, it comes with its own challenges. And I really give props to women who stay at home full time because it is not easy. Working full time is not easy. Being a stay-at-home mom is not easy. So this could be for you as well. So my first tip is really to prioritize, especially if you are working. What I found in the beginning that was hard for me was to, you know, there's a long laundry list of things that need to get done throughout the week, right? So, and I would try to overwhelm myself by trying to do everything at once, you know, running home, you know, you get home. By the time I get home, it's usually like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I've just picked up my daughter. She needs to eat dinner. There's not a lot I can do because she needs to have a bath. I need to eat dinner. Then I need to put her to bed. So there's only like a few hours of time, and it would be impossible for me to be able to do everything on my list. So what I started doing was prioritizing like one or two things that I wanted to get done for, you know, when I came home from work during the week. So this way I didn't feel super overwhelmed and I felt, you know, like I accomplished something, like I got something done because those were things on my list. My next tip was, which is something that really has saved me and something I've talked about in my last two podcasts, is asking for help. I can't stress how important it is to ask for help. You know, I'm very lucky. Sophia has a really great babysitter that is really helpful. But if I, you know, if she's not available and I need to ask somebody for help, I'm asking for help. There is no shame in asking for help. I know as for me personally, I'm a control freak and I like to try to do everything by myself, which usually ends up backfiring because I usually get really stressed out and then I don't want to do anything. So asking for help, can't stress that enough. My next tip is having downtime. Having downtime is so important, whatever that is for you, whether it's, you know, going out with a friend. I did that twice this week. You know, that's more than I would typically do. I usually don't do that during the week, but, you know, it just so happened that things were planned and, you know, someone's birthday and then I had dinner plans with a friend. So there is nothing wrong, you know, if that's your downtime and that's, you know, a couple hours after work, it's not going to hurt anybody, especially if it's going to help you, if it's going to the gym, if it's reading a book, whatever the case may be, but just have some downtime for yourself to like really relax and regroup. Something I've been doing, which has been really helpful, is listening to podcasts, not just making a podcast, but also listening to podcasts or listening to an Audible book. That was really helpful. So anything that you can do that you can think of that would be helpful in terms of downtime, please find something that you can do that is also downtime, but it's also something that you enjoy that you can do for yourself. And then something else that I feel is very important, just because I am a social worker, is working on your mental health and, you know, doing things. I was listening to Jay Shetty's podcast today, and, you know, he said, you know, most people have no problem working in the gym or working on their body, but most people don't work on their, you know, don't go to like the mental gym and work on their mental health. But that's really important. Checking in with yourself, making sure you're okay. If you're not okay, seeking the help, there's no shame in that at all. Reaching out to a friend, you know, there's nothing wrong. Listening to a podcast that he said that listening to a podcast or reading a book that's going to help you is very helpful. So make sure you guys are, you know, especially moms, you're checking in and, you know, making sure that you're okay mentally. And then something else he said too today was don't multitask. He said that only about 2% of people are good at multitasking. He said most 98% of people are not good at multitasking. And I think as moms, we do try to take on more than one thing at one time. And we're not, the likelihood of being able to complete everything at one time is not likely. It's scientifically, and the statistics show that we're not capable of multitasking. So it's like, that goes back to my first point, is to prioritize, really just focus on a couple things at once, or do one thing. And he also said like do one thing at a time, not trying to do more than one thing at a time. So if you do on your prioritized list for the night, you know, you can't be, you know, washing the dishes and sweeping the floor at the same time. No, that's impossible. So it's really just, it's working on one thing, finishing that one thing and moving on to the next thing. But yeah, I think it's really important to have a mom life and work balance. I know it's really challenging at, you know, most of the time to have that, but it's something that needs to actively be worked on. Just for the sake of yourself, and it goes back to your mental health, making sure that you're not overwhelmed or, you know, you're not burnt out. I was also reading something about mom burnout has increased significantly, you know, so it's really important that we're taking care of ourselves. We're not being so hard on ourselves. You know, there's only so much we can do, especially if we're working full time. We're working full time, we're trying to provide for our family, you know, but we, at the end of the day, need to make sure that we're okay. And I know sometimes that seems impossible to do because it's like, okay, when do I have the time to do that? But if you take like a few moments in your day and try to do something, you know, exercise is also really good. You know, if there's something you can do in terms of exercise, I think it's studies have shown that if you do like 5 minutes of exercise a day, you know, that's, or I think it's an hour, sorry, it's like an hour a day. If you do an hour of exercise, and I think it was like 1 hour of exercise a week, you can significantly change, you know, your brain and your mental health. And that would really help when you're trying to balance so many different things. So yeah, I think that about covers it. If there's anything else that you guys want to hear, or if there's anything else you'd like to add on how to balance being a mom, how to balance life, how to balance working full time, please let me know. I really wanted to talk about this because it was something that people said, oh, wow, you do that so well. Like, how do you do it so well? You know, and honestly, it's because I have, you know, it takes a village. You know, I have really great help. I have her babysitter. I have her father, my daughter's father. I have my mom. I have really great friends. So, yeah, I forgot to add too. Have a mom friend, or have not even, it doesn't even have to be a mom friend, but have somebody you can confide in. You know, don't, something my one friend had said to me was that, you know, a lot of my friends, when they become moms, they, you know, they kind of isolate themselves, and you're the only one that hasn't done that. And I'm like, really? I'm like, I don't know how I would survive without any of my friends. But, you know, I understand, because you do feel at times, you feel like, oh, nobody understands me. You know, this is hard. It's a lot to balance. You know, someone, you know, how is that person going to understand? But, you know, people do understand. You just have to give them the benefit of the doubt. And it's, you know, even if it's just someone to confide in, just to have someone to listen to, you know, that's just as helpful as well. So yeah, I hope you guys found this podcast to be helpful. Again, if there's anything else that you want to add, please comment. Follow me on my Instagram. There'll be a little ad afterwards telling you what my act, I had to fix the closing of my podcast because it was wrong. So now it's wrong. But also, I want to ask you guys too, if you could please go to Apple Podcasts and give my podcast a rating and a review, I would really appreciate it. It's, you know, just so I know how you guys think I'm doing. So yeah, so that pretty much does it for tonight. Again, please let me know if there's anything else you want to hear. All right, guys, have a good night. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Hashtag Mom Life podcast. Make sure you also follow me at #momlife.podcast on Instagram. That's hashtag spelt out, momlife.podcast. Also, please, if you're listening to me on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a review and a rating so I know how I'm doing. All right, thanks, guys. See you next time.